You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Let's get back to what you should be expecting for the economic week ahead. It's a big one. As we heard at the start of the show, we have got the U.S. Federal Reserve expected to make its interest rate decision. The Bank of England expected to do the same. The Bank of Japan, as well as the South African Reserve Bank, all expected to announce the direction of interest rates at their latest monetary policy committee meetings. I think Gary also mentioned the Swiss Bank as well. But we also have a few economic data points that will be coming out before those meetings, most notably inflation reports coming out of South Africa and the UK that could be taken into account when those decisions are made. We've got Johan Els, the chief economist over at Old Mutual, to help us understand exactly what is at stake for this week. Johan, thanks so much for your time. Let's start off in the US, the biggest economy in the world, where more than 95% of economists, or 99, I don't know what the latest poll is, are almost but sure that the U.S. Federal Reserve is not going to do anything when it wraps up its monetary policy meeting or Federal Open Committee meeting on Wednesday. Just your take on that, and whether you agree with that view.
Hi, good evening. Yes, I absolutely agree that I don't think the Fed is going to do anything. They've done a lot of warning us that while there are risks, they've done a lot, and that they need to watch the data, especially, to use their words. And I think the data has mostly been moving in the right direction. And there I mean the employment reports that we've had since the last meeting, but also inflation reports, CPI, PPI, and what they like to watch, the PCE deflator. And while the inflation report last week was a little bit higher than what the market expected, it is the underlying pace that actually continued to slow in terms of core inflation, excluding food and energy. So I do think that given that they've done a lot, given that the data is moving in the right direction, that they're going to keep rates unchanged this week.
Mm-hmm. And so do you reckon that they do that for the rest of the year, and in fact that they're completely finished with raising interest rates, or is the jury still out in your view as to what happens in November?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. I think there are still some risks around, but I don't think the balance of those risks is more than 50% probability. In other words, I do think that we've seen the last rate hike in the USA, and that rates will now likely move sideways for some time. And when I say sometime deep into the first half of next year before we can expect a rate cut. Had the economy been much weaker, then that potential rate cut could have come earlier. But the economy is hanging on, and the economy is heading towards what we call a sort of soft landing. And therefore, rate cuts won't come soon. So they've entered the hiking cycle, in my opinion, and the first next move will likely be a cut, and sometime late in the first half of next year.
Okay. So in terms of the Bank of England, not so guaranteed that they are finished. In fact, the market expectations are for the Bank of England to continue raising interest rates. The expectation I saw last was 25 basis points. Just talk to us about what you think is at stake at the BOE and their decision later this week.
Yes. While the economy in the UK has also been slowing, inflation is still too high. The Bank of England is still very much concerned about inflation, similar to the European Central Bank, where they hiked rates again last week. While the economy is slowing, the inflation picture is still not looking healthy, not nearly as underlying slowing as we've seen in the USA. So I absolutely agree there with the market consensus again that I think the UK will hike. And yes, you're right, it probably will be 25 and not bigger, because of the extent of past hikes that we've seen means that any hikes we see now will likely be small hikes, 25. But I do think that both the Bank of England and the ECB, European Central Bank, are now reaching a point where we could start thinking that they're probably at the end of their hiking cycles as well, after this week, of course, sense of the UK.
Sure, sure. So in terms of the inflation numbers out of the UK, the last I saw 6.8% for July. the highest they've seen in several years, but we'll have to wait to see what the latest report for August does say. You say that you think that the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are almost also at the end of the race in terms of raising interest rates in this cycle. How many more hikes potentially then do you think could still be in their system?
Yes, as I said, inflation is still a concern there. Euro area core inflation, core CPI inflation is still 5.3. In the UK, they're very much concerned about high wage growth that could feed into future inflation, inflation expectations and actual inflation, etc. I think the, in my opinion, the way I look at the data, I think the ECB is probably now at the end. There's probably a slight risk of another 125 basis point increase. But in the UK, I think the risks are slightly more elevated, maybe another two rate hikes because of those high wage increases. We still see, as you mentioned, the high actual inflation number. So at the moment, they're still far more concerned about inflation than the state of the real economy.
Okay. Let's shift over to Asia with the Bank of Japan, also expected to make the announcement on Friday, though. I see that the latest inflation number over in Japan fell to 3.1% in July. It's coming down from around 3.3% in June, but still above the bank's 2% target. And it has been above, or inflation has been above, the Bank of Japan's target for the past 16 months or so, as news reports show. But the situation and the tackling of inflation in Japan's economy has been different. So what should we be looking out for from the BOJ?
I think, yeah, as you say, it's a slightly different situation where they're much more willing to tolerate that high inflation. Of course, totally different situation in Japan towards compared to the late 1990s when the concerns were about negative inflation numbers. I do think, though, that the Bank of Japan might, well, I think they're going to keep rates unchanged, but I think they might actually change their tone a little bit in terms of becoming slightly more cautious. So I think the message after their meeting will be very cautious. They don't want to be seen as extremely dovish, in other words, tolerating high inflation. But I think it's going to be a close call in terms of that messaging. They are concerned, but they don't want to be seen as weak on inflation. I don't think they're going to actually change any policy stance in this meeting, though.
Okay. And then last but not least, looking at what we are expected to do, I was reminded that at the last MPC meeting, there were three members of the Monetary Policy Committee that voted for a pause. And thank goodness, because their votes outvoted the two members that wanted the Reserve Bank to actually raise interest rates. So that didn't happen last time around. And we had our repo rate staying at 8.25%. What do you think happens this time around, in your view?
Well, given that inflation has fallen quite sharply since the last meeting of the MPC, I think that we can have a unanimous vote of keeping rates unchanged this time. So those two members who voted for a hike last time will probably join the other three in saying, let's keep rates unchanged. Also, that the Reserve Bank's own core inflation forecast for the third quarter was much higher than the actual outcome in July. So I think they'll sit with lower forecasts for the core inflation number. And yeah, because we've had the hold in July and now another unchanged interest rate position in September, I think that is the end of the rate hiking cycle for us, despite some continued risks around inflation. So the message will still be pretty hawkish that we see in the statement and from the press conference.
So at the last MPC meeting, I asked the governor, Alisa Chakanyago, whether the swap was done. And he said the fight against inflation was not over. And I don't know if maybe he was just talking tough, as central banks are do. And central bankers are, they like to be seen to be quite tough on inflation. Or whether he was serious, except you have just said that the South African Reserve Bank is most likely done with its current rate hiking cycle. And my question is, if they're not, What happens then?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. It might actually be a combination of the governor himself thinking they're not done, but it might also be a situation, as you say, that's what central bankers have to do. The other thing, apart from actual inflation that came down further since the last meeting, was also that inflation expectations came off in the latest survey by the Bureau of Economic Research at Stellenbosch University. And that is a crucial part of that. While those expectations are still high, the fact that they've started coming off, especially those expectations made by labor unions, and that's a crucial driver of future wage growth and thus inflation. I do think that given the fact that we've seen all those numbers moving in the right direction, and there's such a long lag between rate increases and actual impact on the real economy and inflation, it is time to keep rates unchanged, and this will become a permanent hold into next year.
And when then can we expect rates to start coming down in South Africa?
I think we can not expect to see lower rates this year, but I do think that around the first quarter of next year, thus in the first few months of next year, we can start to see some rate cuts. It all depends, though, how data plays out, how the situation unfolds, if inflation continues to move in the right direction, if inflation expectations continue to move lower. And there are risks, of course, but I think the first rate cut early next year, and by the end of next year, rates could be 100 to maybe even 125 basis points lower than what they are now.
I think that would really be welcomed by people who are struggling right now to service their debt, or even people who are not. Every saving does count. But Johan, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for setting us up for the economic week ahead. Johan Als, the chief economist over at Old Mutual.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.